So right now we have Nauts, who are a three-piece punk, post-punk noise band based in Melbourne, and they've just recently released their latest single, Bleach, to the world, which is a part of their upcoming six-track EP.
Yeah.
So, and we have Sean and Tom in the studio right now. How are you?
Hello.
How are you going?
Yeah, oh, wonderful. We're having a great time. Good. You know, just
back-to-back interviews. Big night for you guys.
It is indeed. It is a big night. We're here, but like, you know, it's going to get bigger.
You, you got to earn it.
Exactly. You know, we're just, you know, pre-stretching for the night, you know, just warm-ups indeed. So, so obviously, you know, you guys have released a new single, Bleach, and, you know, there's like so many like different elements about it. Like it kind of roars, but like there's different like call and responses, and there's so many different things about it. So yeah. I'm curious to know, like, how did that song come about? Like, how did that like tie with your influences, and yeah, how did that all start?
I reckon that was probably, I don't know, I reckon it's a song that's went through most iterations than any other song.
Oh, yeah.
It was like, generally, songs that we do, we just kind of have an idea and smash out, and the song's done. Well, that one went round and round
it
for
was a
ages.
Funny story. At one point, we were at practice, and we nearly binned it.
I was like, I'm done with it. It's not working. Something's not working.
But and it's then, such a catchy guitar riff. Like, it just roars in the start. That's so crazy.
It's probably the last part of the song that it actually came about. Was like, oh, should we just try a new intro? The chorus was always there, the guitar line and the chorus was always there, but it was like things about the song that we wanted to improve, and eventually we got there and we were like, oh, we've got something good.
So yeah.
We
definitely got
I think like a huge part of it was that I think when we first started doing it, I was trying to sing it. Because I was playing the guitar bit and I was trying to sing it. Like, it was generally the majority of songs I kind of lead the vocals on, and I was just like, oh, I kind of got disillusioned, but it wasn't really working. I was like, Sean, sing it, do something. And then I kind of revitalized it and like allowed like me to focus more on the guitar work and me to focus more on the lyrical aspects on and the kind of like
and I mean
vocal phrasing. I think
once we sort of figured out who was going to do what, and it got sort of handed over like vocally and lyrically, it really let me focus on what I wanted to talk about in the song. It was something that used to come to me naturally back in the UK, and it came to me naturally again now. It's like a revitalization of focusing on lyrical content again, which was really good.
And that's like a focus thing. Like, is that like something that you kind of were inspired by with the bands that you grew up with as well? Like that, or is that just kind of something that you kind of developed over time? We're like,
you got to sing about something, right?
Yeah, exactly.
I mean, it's always something that I've focused on from a young age, being into the sort of literature and poetry and stuff. But then, more as we've sort of grown, not only as a band, but moving to a new country as well, and looking at the political climate, not only back in the UK, but also over here in Australia, there's a lot to say about it at the moment.
100%. It's just like different contrasts and like, you know, juxtapositions between both places and different areas as well.
100%.
Yeah, totally.
So awesome ads. Well, obviously, you guys are like, you know, from the UK and you guys have moved here. So like, my question is obviously like, music scene wise, like, how does that like, you know, developed in terms of adapting to like here and like the sound? Because like, we have a lot of punk, like post-punk kind of groups here. So I'm wondering, like, is it similar? Like, was it like, you know, similar to Adjust? Like, yeah, how did you feel?
Oh, it's way, way more accessible. Definitely. Yeah. It's like, yeah, I think the Melbourne music scene has been incredibly welcoming. Like, after, like, I'd played a fair bit in London, and it was very hard, and the main thing was that here there's so many bands and so many venues.
Yeah.
And it's kind of flipped the other way around in the UK, when there's less bands, less venues, but also more people. And I think people are generally kind of fighting just to like live a little bit more. The economic situation is not quite as comfortable. People don't have the luxury to like be professional artists. So people who are doing it are really, really, you have to do it.
You have to really grind out.
You have to like pour your heart and soul and your effort and your time into it. Not, you have a little bit more flexibility.
Yeah, I mean, not that Melbourne's particularly. It is. There's a lot of punk bands around, but London's such a massive cultural mixing pot of. Not that Melbourne's not, but I think there's a massive punk and post-punk community that we've sort of been gracefully adopted into since we've been over here, and it's been really, really nice to be part of it.
100%. And it kind of goes into the way like you're independent as well, because you got like a record label, Weird Place.
Yeah. So if Richard was here, he'd have a bit more to say.
Yeah. He would chirp
in now. It ties into the idea of it, like of you guys being a post-punk group, and like, you know, with the stuff you're talking about with the political climate and like, you know, lyrically and how you just kind of tell your story. It's like, it makes total sense.
Yeah. So, we've been trying to do it from as much of a DIY approach as we possibly can, really.
Awesome.
We went into a meeting with a local label probably about a year and a half ago now, and he said, look, I absolutely love it and I love what you've been saying to us and I like the tracks and everything, but I can't help but say you should just go and do it yourself.
He said, go and do it yourself.
Yeah, totally.
He encouraged us to go and have a DIY approach on it, and it was probably really good advice in the end because we went and did it and we've had a lot of fun doing it.
Yeah,
but, you know, people say, and I don't know if this is true, but they say that Melbourne is the music capital of the world because just, like, every weekend we have so many gigs on, millions. But anyway, let me get into my question. Mm-hmm. So we're loving the single cover. What was the decision behind choosing that particular photo? And it's like a sort of a...
I'm so glad you asked me this question.
I'll describe it for our viewers because you can't see us. it's like a picture of, I think it's a bus stop and there's like a building.
Right.
But it's the colours have been switched, so it's red.
Yeah. Okay, so...
Tell me all about it.
So a friend of mine from a band I was in back in the UK, a friend of mine, Lewis Clark, his name is.
Oh, wow.
Lewis Dean Clark on Instagram. I know, right?
What? Are you listening, Lewis?
Lewis Clark, oh my goodness, incredible. Okay, so Lewis Dean Clark on Instagram. We've been mates for probably... I'd probably say 15 years, and we were looking for inspiration for this cover, and we sort of had an idea of what we wanted to use. We wanted it to be something film, and we wanted it to be something pretty raw. And I follow him on Instagram because we're really good mates, and he is actually living in New Zealand at the moment, and we came across this photo and I messaged him. I said, oh, look, this is really the one we want to use. We all love this photo.
Yep.
Can we use it? He's like, yeah, no worries. And it's actually the estate that the series This Is England was filmed on.
Oh, whoa. Wow. Yeah. What a tie.
So in the Midlands in the UK. So it's like, you know, that sort of raw. We wanted it to reflect where we're sort of from, like the working class part of the UK, because that's where we all grew up.
Yeah. It's like home away from home.
And talking about, like, chiming back to the sort of political aspect of it before, it's like we wanted to show that working class. We wanted to show the fighters, the builders, you know,
the people that work from the ground up
and not the, you know, top 1% of the people that were essentially chiming up.
And we wanted to give it, like, I from the photograph, I kind of like developed it from there, and like the like removing all the black from the photograph and replacing it with red. Red's a very emotive color, and it has a lot of political connotations, different connotations in different countries, obviously. And I think that was the only color choice essentially for that single.
When you saw it, you were like,
I was like red.
I've got red.
Yeah. It's gonna be something red, and I was like, something photographic, something red.
Yeah,
let's put it up top of each other.
Well, it makes sense because I feel like when you think of London, you think of the UK, like you think of very like high end sort of posh people.
Yep.
Yeah,
the royals.
Have you been to London?
I don't know. I've never been to London.
There's a lot of the upper end.
Yeah,
but even more of north.
Yeah,
100%. Well, you guys got a show coming up.
Yeah.
So you guys got a show coming at the Tote.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Saturday.
At the Tote front, at the front bar, and it's free. With cool bands like The Clam and a bunch of other cool bands. Mm-hmm. So like, how can we describe the show? It feels like it's gonna be like a punk dungeon kind
of way. I described it as a noise dungeon on the venue, but that's just like an inside joke. We did our last EP launch last year at the front bar. We did a residency, and it kind of just made sense as kind of go back there. It's not going to be the sound when you get like on a stage. It's a front bar show, nothing's mic'd up.
Yeah,
it's going to be loud, and
it's super homey. It's what we like playing,
things can get pretty loose in there as well, which is good.
Like that. Well, it always does, but
I don't know, I feel uncomfortable on a stage on the floor.
I mean, look, we're a noise punk band, so the noisier it can get, the better, really.
You guys are playing the EP there that you guys are planning to put out.
We play all the tracks. We'll probably end up playing all the tracks, throw some old ones in as well, and just have some fun with it, really.
Yeah.
Yeah, 100%.
Well, so, we're super hyped. Yeah. Well, me and Nathan are going to be there.
Yeah, 100%. Guys are saying off earlier they're going to turn up, so if they don't turn up, you know.
No, I'm going to be there. I know I'm going to be there.
I'll be very upset.
Anyone who's listening, please don't stalk me, but like, I'll be there.
Exactly.
I always get worried about revealing my location. But like, I'll be there.
Yeah,
celebrity.
Yeah, just gotta lock it in. We locked it in the calendar.
Yeah, good. But I put it in my calendar already.
Good. Yeah, done deal. I'm gonna ride my arm after this. Like, I'll set a picture up.
Noughts.
Yeah, noughts of Saturday. But anyway, we're gonna play Bleach right now, which is the latest single, and it's gonna be up in your 6-track EP. Mm-hmm. If you could describe to the audience, like in a sentence, what this song is, and how would you do it? How would you go about it?
Do you want that from me?
I do want it from you.
Oh. It's a hard one. So I wrote the lyrics to these songs like I sort of touched on before. After this is not going to be a sentence, by the way. after touching on the political climate, not only from this country but from the UK, and sort of the title, looking at the top sort of white 1% that's looking down on everyone else, really.
Yeah.
Oh. And just the raw energy that's going to come out of everyone else who wants to speak up.
Awesome.
Yeah.
Well, we stand by noughts.
Yeah,
we do. So, yeah, thanks so much for coming to the studio, guys. It means the absolute world.
Thank you very much.
We're going to play Bleach right now by Noughts. And, yeah, you're listening to The Hoist and Sin with Eartha and Nathan.